Support for WAMC comes from the Norman Rockwell Museum, Stockbridge, Massachusetts, presenting the adventure art of Howard Pyle through October 28th. Open daily, nrm.org. Good morning, it's 7:19. This is Jake Sorgan with WAMC Sports. New York's lead over Baltimore in the AL East is down to 2 games following the Orioles' 8-3 victory over the Yankees. The O's first baseman Mark Reynolds had his second 2-homer game of the weekend series in the Bronx. The Yankees beat Baltimore on Saturday, 4-3. Yanks are 19-23 since opening a 10-game division lead on July 18th. Boston went 0-2 over the weekend, losing to Oakland 7-1 on Saturday, 6-2 yesterday. Over in the NL, Jason Bay smacked a first-inning Grand Slam home run, and the Mets completed a 3-game sweep of Miami, 5-1 over the Marlins. It's the Mets' 7th win in 8 games. Yanks in Tampa Bay today. The Rays sit just 3.5 games behind the Bombers in the AL East. Red Sox play in Seattle. The Mets in St. Louis. All 3 games starting this afternoon. In U.S. Open play, Andy Roddick has earned at least one more match before retiring. The 20th seed advanced to the 4th round of the U.S. Open. The 2003 champion announced Thursday that this would be his final tournament. And as we preview the NFL season leading up to Wednesday's kickoff game in New York, with the referee lockout guaranteed to continue through at least the first week, concerns are being raised about the ability of replacement refs to keep the game safe and fair. Mishaps have included punted balls called touchbacks after being downed well before the goal line, misinterpreting coaches' challenges, and penalties called on the wrong players. Officiating is an imperfect science, Commissioner Roger Goodell said. They're not going to be correct all the time, but we have systems in place to try to help. Many of the replacement referees are going from supervising small college games to policing the sport's best athletes in front of deafening 75,000-strong crowds. Jake Sorgan, WAMC News.